It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A tisket, a tasket. Today we'll talk of baskets just made for gathering in the harvest from the garden. Let's start in the southeastern part of England in an area called Sussex, where an ancient art is still practiced today, that of trug making. A trug is an oblong wooden basket with curved sides and a centered handle, and it's ideal for collecting garden produce or cut flowers that have any length to them. Trugs have been in use for centuries, and a handmade and well-balanced trug is a functional thing of beauty. Sweet chestnut saplings are cut, steamed, and shaped to form the rim and handle, and cricket bat willow is shaved into thin, pliable strips to provide the curving boards of the basket bottom. The number of craftsmen that carry on the tradition of trug making is dwindling, but through the wonders of the internet, you can still have an authentic Sussex trug delivered to your door. Their unique shape calls out for year-round usage as both a summer gardening tool and a winter display case that's sure to become a conversation piece. On the other side of the pond, some New England gardening folks have used their Yankee ingenuity to make another version of the harvest basket. It's called a garden hod, and though the product is fairly new, the name hod has been around tradesmen's circles for ages. Coal hods are angular-shaped buckets that were used to carry and store lumps of coal, and typically today add a decorator's accent near stoves or fireplaces. In the masonry trade, bricklayers used hods, a V-shaped trough on a pole, to transport a ration of bricks from the storage pile to the work site, or to hold a glob of mortar as they troweled it on the rising surface of their work. Modern times have reduced the use of hods in heating and the building trades, but an enterprising gardener in Maine took the basic idea of a hod and rebuilt it to fit the needs of a garden harvest. Shaped similar to a trug, a garden hod has sturdy wooden ends and handle, but the bottom of the piece is shaped from heavy-duty wire mesh. The beauty of this garden gadget is that you can hose down your produce outside the kitchen, so you're bringing in pretty clean bounty. This is a great help when your harvest consists of underground treasures like dirty potatoes or muddy carrots. I think the Maine Garden Hod is a great idea, and I would gladly order one from MaineGarden.com, except for one thing. Seems I've been ahead of the game for many years. Having been raised by grandparents who always kept plenty of poultry for our daily sustenance, I started gathering eggs as soon as I was tall enough to reach into the nesting boxes, and the back porch of the old farmhouse was always stacked with metal egg baskets. When the farm was sold, I cabbaged on to several of these wonderful wire carriers, and I've been gathering and washing produce in them for years. Round, sturdy baskets made of metal interlacing that is covered by a rubbery surface that helps protect the eggs. They're ideal for gathering tomatoes and other veggies that might need a light touch. True, they aren't oblong like trugs and hods, but they carry carrots and cucumbers and even long memories of gardens and gardeners now long gone.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.